Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, June 17th, 2014, and this is Kate Franco reporting. I'm a member of the Chicago Council 8, and I stand with and will help protect all of my 685 sisters and brothers. The United AFA MEC wishes to congratulate the dispatchers on ratifying a JCBA yesterday. Represented by the Professional Airline Flight Control Association and the Transport Workers Union, more than 330 of our colleagues will be covered by this new contract. Details of the new JCBA are not available, and the dispatchers' union representatives have made no known comments as yet, but we will provide highlights to you as they become available. Over the course of the past week, two of our A320 aircraft experienced inadvertent slide deployments at our hub in Houston. In both cases, the ISDs were triggered by technicians. However, flight attendants were present during both occurrences. Should you witness an ISD or any other safety-related event, your MEC Safety, Health, and Security Committee encourages you to promptly complete an ISAP report so that all parties are able to gather as much information as possible. Please refer to our website for tips on how to complete an ISAP report. As has been made abundantly clear to us by management, ISDs are both dangerous and expensive. These examples appear to be evidence that the technicians responsible for these ISDs have been insufficiently trained. We understand that the A320 is a significantly more advanced aircraft than the B-737, with which Houston employees are familiar. For that reason, we call upon technical operations management to ensure that all of their technicians be brought up to speed on the proper maintenance procedures for the Airbus fleet in the interest of their own safety and that of those with whom they work. A rash of stories regarding violent passengers aboard airplanes has been making headlines. Just this past weekend, a JetBlue flight from JFK to Las Vegas was forced to divert to Detroit when a passenger began swinging at the crew. As in that case, we are all too often the targets of violence. According to reports, the incidence of unruly passengers between 2012 and 2013 skyrocketed by 57%, up to 8,217 incidents. Sadly, it is now more important than ever that we maintain situational awareness, not only for the overall safety and security of the cabin, but for our personal well-being. This process begins at boarding when we use our training to identify passengers whose behavior seems inconsistent with the norm. Knowing where your closest able-bodied assistants are located and remaining familiar with the basic self-defense strategies we learn at continuing qualification may also help to keep you safe. Obviously, if you are ever involved in an incident of violence at work, either as a victim or witness, it is imperative that you contact your local council immediately and file an IOR in accordance with management's policies. Many of you may have encountered one of the recent articles circulating about the carriage of alcohol by passengers onto airplanes. Although the articles we have seen do not overtly state that passengers may drink from their own supply, the cheeky tone of the articles implies as much. Your MEC Safety, Health, and Security Committee would like to reiterate that there have been no changes that may have precipitated these articles. The TSA has never restricted passengers from bringing alcohol under 140 proof through security checkpoints, provided the passenger complies with the overall liquids restriction known as 311. Then, of course, there's duty-free. Nevertheless, FAR 121.575, which deals with alcohol-related issues, remains in full force and effect. To paraphrase FAR 121.575 states, in part, that passengers may drink only alcoholic beverages served to them by working flight attendants. Flight attendants may not continue to serve alcohol to passengers who appear to be intoxicated, and passengers who appear to be intoxicated may not be permitted to board an airplane. As safety professionals, we know there's nothing cute about having to deal with people who are under the influence. The FAA regulation serves to protect us and our passengers from the unpredictable conduct of people who have been overserved. You can read the full text of FAR 121.575 at the FAA's website. Representatives from the Harvard School of Public Health visited San Francisco June 14th through the 16th and spoke with United flight attendants and encouraged their voluntary participation in the flight attendant health study at www.sahealth.org/harvard-study. The visit by Dr. Eileen McNeely and Dr. Sarah Gale was a tremendous success. In a period of time that was one day shorter than anticipated, all of the published information regarding the health study was distributed to flight attendants, and surveys were completed by a number of participants far exceeding the researchers' expectations. The Harvard research team will be traveling to Los Angeles, where they will be sponsored by the Alaska Airlines Los Angeles Local Council. Researchers will be available near Gate 65A across from the bus gate. Dr. Sarah Gale will be the lead researcher during the Los Angeles visit, and we join her in encouraging as many flight attendants to participate during the Los Angeles visit, June 19th through the 21st, 2014. Keep in mind, participation in the survey is confidential. All participants who complete and submit a survey will be entered into a raffle for an iPad. In the interest of flight attendant health, please consider participating. And if you're in Los Angeles, please stop by and say hello. AFA-CWA and the Aviation Labor scored a major victory late last Monday night, June 9th, when the House voted to approve the DeFazio-Westmoreland Amendment to the House Transportation, Housing, and Urban Development 2015 Appropriations Bill, H.R. 4745. The amendment ensures that federal transportation funds are not used to grant foreign airlines that violate U.S. law or the U.S.-EU Open Skies Agreement access to U.S. markets. This would prevent the U.S. Department of Transportation from granting a foreign air carrier certificate to Norwegian Air International. The Senate is expected to take up their version of the Transportation, Housing, and Urban Development 2015 Appropriations Bill, S-2438, this week. A bipartisan amendment mirroring the DeFazio-Westmoreland Amendment will be introduced. The Senate could vote on this amendment as early as Wednesday this week. We expect an AFA-CWA e-activist campaign to encourage AFA-CWA members to urge their senators to vote yes on the amendment to deny NAI and block the DOT from granting their pending application for a foreign air carrier certificate. Please keep a watchful eye out for this campaign and support this ongoing effort to prevent the U.S. Department of Transportation from granting a foreign air carrier certificate to NAI. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it's our future.